Well, it's time for the annual reports and Christmas letters section of our show. So if you have a Christmas letter that you've been sending around, save yourself some trouble here. Let's just broadcast them. We in the Feldman family don't do Christmas letters because we're not. But we do annual reports. And this is the, just to start things off here. So get your, gather your Christmas letters and bring them to the, and dial in. What number should they dial with their Christmas letters?
They should dial 800-942-5669.
Okay. And we'll save you a forever stamp. You pay for it forever. That's what they call it. The 2015 Feldman annual report. 2015 for the Feldmans wasn't the best of years and the worst of years, because that would be the Tale of Two Cities. But it was a pretty darn good year, even if it did start out with the passing of our dear Puggle Tina in January, 10 years after little Ellie said she needed something to love. Something, so it couldn't be us. It had to be a Puggle, and that Puggle had to be Tina, who, of course, turned out to be a one and not at all a thing, and one we miss very much. Largely to keep Dad, who was Tina's pet, from brooding, we adopted Bella a Poogle, which is like a Puggle, only with a poo in front. Sight unseen from an Amish farm, you know the Amish and cameras. Couldn't get a picture of her. And she turned out to be love at first bite. From Amish to Jewish, Ellie says, and very much the ish. Whatever that means. Ish means something. No, I have no idea. I didn't ask. Professionally, the What Do You Know celebrated 30 years on the air in 2015, which comes... Oh, please. Not an applause line. That's a condolences line, not an applause line. 30 years on air, which comes to at least 1,080 shows, 796 of which weren't so bad to date. Awards galore in 2015 for What Do You Know, including the coveted Mr. Peabody Award from Boy Sherman, the Genius Award, which turned out to be ironic, and a bar chip good for one cocktail from Schmitty's in La Crosse, east of Kmart on Highway 33. Naturally, Michael would do it all without the recognition, but come on, Schmitty's. The girls, I mean the young women, are you getting, I'm not seeing phone calls here from the Christmas letter people and the holiday letter people and the annual reports. Okay, let me go on. The girls, I mean the young women, are doing great. Ellie, already in record books as the first real estate agent to still be living at home. Added a second first as the first agent with her own agency, the self-named Ellie Feldman Real Estate Agency, to still be living at home. I'm not saying she's good at it, but if she keeps on selling houses, one of them is bound to be ours. And we'll be out on the street. At the very least, we might have to ask her for rent and make it retroactive. Nora, the other one, spent her junior year not at the conveniently located 10 blocks away, highly regarded University of Wisconsin, but at the Universidad de Sevilla, inconveniently located, as the name implies, in Sevilla, Spain. And quite convenient, though, to the Aeropuerto, where flights to all major cities in Europe, Asia Minor, and North Africa can be had for something to do on weekends that make your parents loco. You know, at a certain age, you have to stop worrying about them, but I haven't yet reached that age. Last year, Nora spent time in Peru and Nicaragua, now has just 17 countries in Central and South America to complete her dream of total Latin domination. So when people ask, I say I have one real estate agent and one Latina, so you never know how they'll turn out. Sandy is much the same, if not more so, still doing PT and loving it. Still with the therapist jokes. Therapist, the rapist. Get it? Which may be why she rarely sees a patient a second time. Or maybe she's just that good. Well, gotta go. Bella wants to go to bed, and she won't unless I'm curled up at the foot. That's pretty much it for the Feldmans 2015. 31 years of marriage, 30 of radio, and one of them went just like that. Con mucho gusto, Papa Feldman. That's Feldman Annual Report 2015. Subject to change year to year. Now Now we are looking for your annual reports, family annual reports, or Christmas letters. And that number again, Nicole, is...
That number again is 1-800-942-5669.
Okay.
That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Why do you do the no thing? What is that? No.
How would you do it?
It's not my job. Chris is on the line from Rochester, New York. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Is it a busy morning for you? Are you planning something or doing something or in the midst of something?
I pulled over. I'm in between.
You pulled over? Do you happen to pull over with your letter in your hand, your Christmas letter?
Well, you know what? My Christmas letter isn't getting written this year, which is why I can transmit it, and then I can save it, save myself because I know what's going to say.
Can you do it like verbatim at what you would have wrote?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's have it, Chris.
Happy holidays, everyone. I know you've been getting letters from me for the past 40 years, and this year I'm skipping it because we're getting divorced.
That's heartwarming. Chris, that's like the best Christmas letter. I mean, I'm sorry for you, but it's probably for the best thing, right? Probably
for the best. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So congratulations, I think, is inappropriate, too, but... nice letter, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah, that was easy. Thanks.
Oh, okay, thanks for pulling over, too. You don't want to do that while you're driving. Chris in Rochester with her Christmas letter. Okay, so we're still waiting for those phones to ring. Take out your Christmas letter. People still do them, don't they? Is this, am I barking up a non-existent tree here? Do you do Christmas letters? No? Well, you're just shaking your heads and making, you know, people think I'm just sitting here in a room by myself. Those jackets where your arms are locked in front of you like this, and the walls are padded. But I believe there is an audience here, and no one writes a Christmas letter?
I don't write them, but I get a couple every year from my family.
Did you happen to have them on you?
No.
You can read? Okay. No. Okay, what's the number again? Maybe they didn't get the number.
That
for your Christmas letters or your annual reports for your family.
That number again is 1-800-942-5669.
You know, what happened to remodeling or took a trip to somewhere. Grand Canyon or...
I think the problem these days
Yosemite
is that people just post everything on Facebook. They don't think they need to write their Christmas
letters.
Well,
read it off your Facebook account then. I don't care. I'm shy. Are the phones not ringing at all? Really? Do I know my public or what? Because I'm sure
you're locked in.
That
locked
there
in,
are
baby.
Hundreds, if not possibly three people out there with a Christmas letter that you've got it, you finished it, it's perfect. It's just the way you want it, and you've been meaning to get it in the mailbox, but you can't find a forever stamp or something, and then you didn't like the stamps
Sandy
they had.
Feldman.
And here we go. Hi, Anita. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Do you have a Christmas letter?
Well, yes. Actually, it's not mine.
Oh.
But I received a letter.
Oh, okay. That's good.
From my second grade teacher.
Oh, good. Your second?
Yeah. Her name is Sister Jeanette.
Okay. Good. Perfect.
Yeah. So... I don't really know if I'm at liberty to read her whole letter, but...
Don't read the whole letter. Just read the good parts.
The good parts. Well, like I said, it's Sister Jeanette, so she is a nun.
Okay.
And she is in Chardon, Ohio, so talk about snow. She gets plenty of snow there.
Oh, you betcha.
The snow belt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
right up to her habit.
Yeah, probably.
Over, probably.
So she was telling me that she enjoyed her 50th class reunion from Elyria Catholic High School. And
in Ohio, right?
So. Yes, in Ohio. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. And she's really very creative. Mm-hmm. So she had two Christmas trees that were sort of designed out of various words that she had written.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very inspirational.
Ah.
The one tells you, this Christmas, end a quarrel, seek out a forgotten friend, dismiss suspicion, and replace it with trust, write a love letter, share some treasure, give a soft answer, keep a promise, find the time, forgo a grudge. It's pretty long. I'm only about halfway through the tree. Yeah. Should I continue?
They're big trees. No, those are. I think those are the best ones.
Okay.
I think forego the. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's
isn't
that great.
That's a very sweet letter.
Right, right. And so yeah, I was telling my husband that in second grade I wanted to be a nun.
Uh-huh.
Because of Sister Jeanette. He said, "No, you didn't really want to be a nun. You just wanted to be her."
Ah.
So very inspirational. We've kept up this relationship for. Oh, let me think about this. Oh, 42 years.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Anita, for sharing that. That's actually
you're welcome.
Very sweet letter.
Thank you.
From Sister Jeanette, we've got Eternity in Oklahoma City. And it's been a long while since I spoke to you, Eternity.
I think this is the first time.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. We were listening to your show this morning as we were going around, and I just kind of felt odd. No one was calling in, so I had to call in.
Yeah.
But,
Do you have do you do a Christmas letter each year?
Kind of. We do calling mostly, but I have some family now that can't hear very well, so Christmas letters are kind of what's going to have to start happening.
Okay. Do you have one prepared?
Kind of. I was planning on sending one to my great-great-grandma. She lives in California.
Wow, no kidding. That's cool.
She's really old now.
Yeah.
You know, like 95.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to send her a letter this Christmas telling her that we got married, my husband and I got married last year, and that we had a baby this year, and that we missed her a lot.
Isn't
we're hoping
that sweet?
To see her sometime.
Well, you know what? That's a very sweet, wonderful letter.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I'm sure she'll be thrilled to get that, too.
Yeah. I miss her a lot.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Attorney. That was very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Best to you.
Mm-hmm. Best to you, too.
Bye-bye. And we go to Ronald here, who's in Rockport. Is it Rockport, Illinois? Yes? Texas.
No, Rockport,
Texas. Okay. He's taken so long to type, you know. Lyle's gotten a little older. And I saw it's Rock, and I saw Port, but I couldn't wait for Texas. I should have, though, Ronald. How are you?
Oh, good.
Good. And do you celebrate this Christmas letter writing notion?
Yeah, my wife, she puts together a little poem kind of jingle thing every year.
Oh, do you have one there?
We have it here.
Oh, could we hear it?
Yeah, I'll let her read it to you.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, thanks, Ronald.
Hello.
Hi. Just talked with Ronald. What's your name, dear? Hello? Hello?
Oh, no.
Something you said, Mike?
Ronald, are you there?
You called her dear and she hung up.
Was that it? Diane. It's Ronald and Diane. Okay, call back as soon as you can. Let's see now then. Who is this?
I was really looking forward to that
jingle. It was going to be good, you know. Let me try that again. Hi, is this Ronald and Diane?
Are you talking to me?
Oh. Is this Keith again?
My name is Keith in Rochester, New York.
Didn't I talk to you before, or is that somebody else in Rochester?
I've called into the show, but not in many years.
Oh, okay. Well,
I wanted to say quickly to Stephanie, I also was born in Kentucky. I'd like to say that here in Rochester, it was presented to us that there's a young 8-year-old girl in Schenectady who's been through a rough patch in her life. She is accepting, really wants to have Christmas cards from people all over the world.
Oh, okay.
And was wondering if I could give out her address.
Sure, why not, Keith?
All right, her name is Sapphire. Uh-huh. So I guess that would be Sapphire.
Okay.
The post office box is 6126. Again, 6126. And this is in Schenectady. That would be Schenectady, Schenectady, New York, 12306.
Okay.
12306.
All right.
8 years old. I don't want to. You want me to tell her story? Hopefully, not to hurt her.
No, I know it's been in all the papers and stuff. So that's the place to send her cards because I know she wants Christmas cards.
All right, you've heard of her then.
Yeah.
All right, very good. She would like to have Christmas cards from people. people from all over the world, and she sounds very good. My card is going out on Monday, and just hopefully your audience would respond.
Okay. Thanks, Keith.
Bye.
Good idea. We got Diane back from Rockport, not Illinois, but Texas. Diane, I'm sorry, did I startle you when I spoke to you earlier?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. We lost our connection there. Have you got you got the little letter, little rhyme poem? That
It's kind of stupid, but you sounded a little desperate for people to call there for a while.
I'm more than a little desperate. I am like totally beyond desperate, whatever is after desperate.
Okay, well, we have a little backstory because we're from Utah.
Okay.
We sold our house last year, so this is our first year of traveling around full-time motorhome.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
And we have a son in Escalante, Utah, who has an RV park called Shooting Star. So that's what the letter refers to that.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, can you believe 2015 is ending? It's December already. Oh, so mine's bending. It started in January. Storage units stuffed full. We should have got rid of more stuff. That's no bull. Ported to Nashville with friends, January through March. Back home to Shooting Star. Lots of laundry, no starch. New apartment in Brad's basement, much painting and nailing. Nice to have a nest and an address for mailing. July and August found us in the Northwest. Thank you for joining. You're best. The apartment is done, really enjoying our children. Courtney brought Woody to melt the heart of her brothers. Mission accomplished. Great mom with kisses he smothered. The Grandies are growing, their personalities charm us. We love them and miss them traveling around in this bus. So here we are in Texas, 2 months of travel bliss, missing our kids so much. Last Christmas, we'll do this. Merry Christmas and love to our family and friends. We wish joy, peace, and love to y'all. That's 2015 end.
Thank you, Diane. We had a little problem hearing some of that. I know we had bad transmission there, but that was very good. I loved it.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I loved it. And
okay, well, I hope you get more people calling.
I don't think so. It's a total blank screen except for Diane in Rockport, Texas here.
Oh, man.
But let me ask you this now. You're traveling the whole year now in your...
We are.
In your motorhome, is it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so where are you in Texas right now?
We're in Texas now. We've never been to Texas, so we've spent 2 months here. Then we're going back to Puerto Peñasco, Mexico, in January and February.
That's the way to live. That's the way to live, Diane.
It's not a bad thing.
Brilliant and very brave of you. I think it's very cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. Good luck. Get some callers.
We got Adrian down here now.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Adrian Mentor, Ohio, right?
Yep.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Do you do the old-fashioned that no one does anymore routine of sending out a Christmas letter every year?
No, I do the new fashioned routine of putting everything on Facebook, but I did send out pictures.
I know. I really got to get more in touch with what's going on these days.
I have a correction, though, for my picture. Can I give the correction?
Please do, yes.
Okay, so I sent out pictures with our two dogs, but one of the dogs now only has three legs. So I wanted to tell everybody that... you know, we're down a leg in the household.
Down one leg in 2015.
Yep.
Okay. That's not bad, proportionally.
Well, the dog's doing great, but the picture's now inaccurate, and it's just gone out.
Yeah. When they go down to two legs, then you got to worry, because they can't. You know, three, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to share with us from your Facebook Christmas post?
Oh, let me think. Oh, we're getting married next year in Cancun. That's American.
Okay, so you could have mentioned that first, Adrian. Why wouldn't you start with that? Like, that's not important. That's great. And you're getting married in Cancun. What a good idea.
Well, yeah, it is. But that's not a correction. I had to correct the card, so.
I know the dog's leg is more important than getting married in Cancun.
I think everyone in our house actually might agree with that.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's cool. When is that going to happen?
Not this January, but next January. So.
Okay, so it should really be in next year's Christmas letter or a Christmas post.
I think so. Yeah, as long as everything's still going well.
Because once you put down a deposit, you're stuck with that, you know. So make sure it's the right person, okay? That's all I'm saying, Adrian. I'm saying this
Thank
as
you.
A father figure. Okay. Thank you very much. Nice talk with you.
All right, bye.
And thank you for all those wonderful Christmas letters and annual reports from around the country and around the world.